why they hire so many people out of state. It only gives remedies for about four pages of each industry. How can we get to those private employers and perhaps somehow ever force them to hire Alaskan residents? It says nothing about what we can do with our own selves, and I think we should use ourselves as an example if we truly want Alaskan hire, begin with state government. It mentions nothing here in state government except it does give the figure of how many out-of-state employees we have. Now, something's wrong in there. Another thing that is perhaps more interesting and should be clarified on page 19, they give a good graph of showing the dark line out-of-state employment compared to in-state employment. But the problem is that most of out-of-state employment is part-time, 3 months, 4 months. And most of the in-state employment is total full-time employment. So we don't really get a real balance on that. If the out-of-state employment were equated to full-time jobs, like maybe three people, four people equals one full-time job, then we'd get a better balance instead of just talking raw numbers. In the Fairbanks and Anchorage Committee section, they do mention that they have the highest number of out-of-state employees, but they don't mention the reason why, and they haven't looked into it. And I think part of this happens to be our military people. There's many spouses who are seeking part-time jobs, who are seeking employment just to be able to survive in Alaska. And that, again, is very, very important to our economy, very important for them willing to work. And I don't think that they're significantly pushing so-called Alaskans out of the jobs. The book fails to point out in a significant way the major reasons that Alaskans are not taking these jobs. Our high unemployment rate and the extension of another 26 weeks of it. Why should they go to work when they're going to make more money unemployed? Our welfare system. We don't have an adjustment in the welfare system that maybe you can little by little improve yourself by taking a part-time job someplace without being punished on the system that you need, the financial system that you need to get ahead of the game. So the main thing is, I can't afford to work because I'm going to lose more money. So while it is a significant report, I think we have a lot of questions that need to be answered, and yet not paint everybody bad because they hire out of state, because it is extremely important to our economy that someone's taking these jobs rather than no one. And I think also in the governor's bill that instead of just looking at a report card for private employers, we should also include a report card for public employers, whether it be local government or state government. Why are we hiring number four and number three in the total amount of people hired? Why are we hiring so many people? Thank you, sir.
Any further special orders?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
11 a.m. Monday.